Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of the great advocate Joseph Arian. Inner Side Open Mic, the program where the people can call in and pick their own subject. We won't pick it, you pick it. Keep it clean. And we welcome your calls. Hope we get the phones on. Inner Sight, Around the World, Open Mic. And, you know, people have been calling me off the air and giving me little bits and pieces of news about what's going on over there in the Ukraine. And I realized that there are conflicting reports.
Yes, there are.
You know, and that happens a lot with these things because, you know, one country will say something, another country says something different. You got a lot of countries involved in this thing. So who really knows the truth? I mean, we're not, those of us who are not there,
yeah.
You know, it's very hard to know what's going on, and especially in a place where most of us have never been.
Right.
So you got to sort of figure it out for yourself and put the whole thing together mm-hmm. and try to understand what's going on, and you hope that the right people will win.
Right.
You know, no matter what happens, I believe that this guy, this Russian guy, I don't even want to mention his name on my show, this Russian guy should be brought to justice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what, let's say, God forbid, if he overtakes the Ukrainian, you know. Now he's going to be in there. He's going to be, I don't think he himself will be there. He'll probably send somebody there. I was told today that he tried this before twice and failed.
Yeah.
You know? So this guy is really, he's barking up the wrong tree here. You know, there's something not right about the whole thing.
A few screws loose on him.
What?
I said he has a few screws loose on that, too. He's not
doing
it.
Yeah, I don't think he's right, you know, but he needs, they need to bring a person like this to justice, because if not for anything mm-hmm. else, to set the example that people should not have the right to do this, you know. And there's a lot of human rights groups that I'm hearing is protesting and you know, objecting to what he's trying to do to these people. So there's got to be more help in these areas, more protection, so that a country cannot just, you know, assemble an army at a border and go in and take it over. I mean, that shouldn't be.
No.
People should not be allowed to do that. It's up to the governments to protect people, to protect us.
Yeah.
Anyway, open mic at 213-816-1650, where you can sound off about your own subject and... let's see. Yeah, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, down there in southern New Jersey. Adopt an Akita, great, great dog. Want just a pet dog, or you want to try to turn it into a service dog? You know, we can get the dog evaluated for you if you're disabled, and find out. Try to pick the best dog for the job. All right. Inner Sight, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004 on the phone number. So adopt an Akita. Give them a call. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, We got a good place for you right here local on Long Island. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and when they can do it, they have veterinarian services. So give them a call. Talk to Gary. 631-484-3085. Good people over there. Inner Sight told you about it. And Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey Foster, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, and many, many others. We remember all the children suffering in the Ukraine now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many are disabled, how many will become disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So go an extra mile, Russia. Go an extra mile for those children. You know, they aren't harming you. Get them out of the way. Make sure they're safe. That's the Inner Sight way. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, local, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house. They say that mortgage prices are going down. I believe that's what I heard on the news. Well, talk to Kennedy. He knows about all that. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Some good information. Anthony Kennedy Realty, and we thank him for his help in keeping Inner Sight going. Appreciate that. Let's see. Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, one of our beautiful friends out there. Thank you. Who else we got online? Oh, Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their support. And if you need any information on advocacy or legislation or Social Security or any kind of rules on the disabled, they probably know it, or they can probably look it up for you. Inner Sight. And thanks, Silo, at 631-880-7929. Phone number, 880-7929. Silo. All right. How about the Able News? People
yep,
in there. Who,
yeah, they do.
Who
I'm gonna
love
go
us.
Back page. I have to go back a page here.
Able News and Inner Sight.
1 second. I have to go
live.
Back a page. I was posting out lovely.
Open mic.
It doesn't want to show up right this second. It's so slow. My goodness. Well, here it is. All right. And here it comes.
Able is
mic.
The newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I didn't hear the State of the Union. What was it on? I guess it was on during the day, right? They usually do that during the day.
No, I thought it was on now because I was seeing, I don't know, let me look it up. Because I was seeing advertising.
Yeah, see if you can find out what time
yeah.
his president's speech is on, and we'll see if we can get some information on it. Of course, he'll undoubtedly be talking about the Ukraine mm-hmm. business crisis, and, you know, with Russia and all that. But the news on NBC, anyway, is saying that people have approved of how he has so far dealt with this crisis, according to NBC, 9
p.m.
anyway.
9 p.m.
Oh, okay,
Eastern
it's
time.
On after us.
Right, uh-huh.
Oh, that's good, so people can come here and listen to the show or...
And then watch.
Comment. Yes. And then watch Joe's speech.
Yeah.
President Joe. I'm not much for politician speeches, but, you know, I'm sure we'll hear a lot about it later on tonight and tomorrow.
Will you hear the Republican
Inner
response
sight.
After? Sorry.
What?
To let you know. You will hear a Republican response after the Democrat speech. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah, all the time, sure.
Yeah. All the time.
Who's gonna respond? Do we know?
Probably the minority leader. I think he's in the minority leader. Probably. Most likely.
What's his name? McConnell.
Probably.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Mitch McConnell will probably have a different slant on things, different point of
mm-hmm.
view. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, we're all of us who appreciate justice and freedom and all that, we're all praying for a good outcome for this whole thing, for the Ukrainian people.
Yeah. Hmm?
Because they've been done a great injustice here, you know, coming in and invading their country. I mean, you can't even imagine what that's like.
Oh, I can. You know why?
You know?
My father was invaded, and he came into America stateless. He had a stateless status. So I was the first generation to be born here in America and, you know, be an American citizen.
Oh, but you
citizen.
Weren't there.
My father was in his own country.
Yeah, but
country.
You weren't. When that happened,
no.
You weren't there.
Yeah, I'm very happy
yeah, well,
I wasn't. But I would have been stateless if I was. Yeah, so that would have been bad.
You would have been what?
Stateless, they call it. Refugee status is called stateless. You have no home. That's what it's called.
What do you mean? Did you? Your father had a home, right? When he was there?
Yeah, but when he came here on his birth certificate, it says stateless, meaning you were born, somebody took over your country.
Oh,
now
yeah,
no
somebody
longer
invaded
exists,
you. Yeah.
You are called stateless.
Yeah, but you weren't born yet when this happened, right?
Correct. It was done in 48, and he 1948, and I had a number of years. If it continued that way, and he was still over there, then yes, it would be, you know, I would
over
still
there,
be affected
meaning
by
where
it.
The Middle East?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that there are millions of people out there who have lived through invading armies coming into their country, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Before that, the two parties, I'm not going to say who they are because it's just, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, fighting and killing, and I don't believe in that. I really don't. I think people should just be peaceful and live peacefully with each other. And that's what was before, you know, the British gave over the land to the people who were fighting. I'm just going to say it that way. And it was so sad that they did that, you know. And that's really, you know, how it went. And you would think it's not your land while you're giving it to somebody else, and that's really what happened. The British gave the land to somebody else, and that, you know, basically that's what happened. You know?
What do you mean? You're saying they donated the land to another country?
They not donated, gave, plain and simple. And
Say
before
what?
That.
I can't hear you. Talk up.
I'm sorry, what happened?
What'd you
is
say?
Is that better? That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, is that better? Okay. No, they gave the land where my father and his family were living in a large piece of land looking over a mountain to the army that was wanting to take over that country because it had a good view over the whole area. So they came in and they said if they weren't out by midnight, they would shoot them to death. And that was what they said.
Oh, so they were there to fight a battle, and they needed that land strategically. Is that what it was?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that always
happens. My father
happened.
Went that night to get bread for them, right?
War.
And he was only 13. He's tall, 13-year-old. They thought he was like 18. They threw some shots at him while they used the gun. And he was getting them over his head. He dropped the full bake pan on the floor and ran home. He was only 13. He was a kid. But he looked older.
Oh, he was just a kid when this whole this happened.
Yeah, he didn't want to do that. He dropped it and he ran home to his mom and he's crying and everything. He goes, they almost shot me, Mommy. He told me that. And he said, I'm not doing it. You don't have to. You know, that's what she said. You don't have to. They didn't have ovens. In that time where they were living, you know, they put the corner bakery to do it, and they made their bread, you know, in a big kiln, I guess. You know, they even brought that kiln over to the United States eventually, and boy, was that bread delicious! I gotta say, it was.
Yeah, well, who was the guy who said, famous general said, war is hell.
Oh, no. I don't remember. But you're right, I remember hearing that.
Famous general made that statement, and I can't remember.
Was it Patton or no?
Who it was? I don't know.
Was it Patton?
Could be. George
yeah.
Patton.
Yeah.
I'll tell
Patton
you one
said
thing.
A lot of
things. If Patton were around today,
okay.
Russia would be back home already.
Yeah, they would.
What's left, what would be left of them, that is.
Right. He would not like
anyway,
that.
Anyway.
I know that. He was very to the T. That's a very good word for Patton, a descriptive word for him. He wanted things a certain way, and it had to follow everything. I watched a lot of just the movies that they had about him. I wish I knew more about him, but he did a lot of things to the T. He didn't want anything to be out of place, from what I heard.
Yeah, he was always a great general.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He sure was.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Keep it clean. Pick your own subject. Anybody on the line?
Yes, our lovely Anthony.
All right, we got Anthony on the line.
Yes,
from
we
Brooklyn.
Do.
Open mic,
comes.
Welcome.
All right. Hold on, let me get it open. Here he is.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, you. How are you doing?
Good.
How's it going? Good, good. Just taking it easy. So,
good.
You know, basically, I mean, I have my TV on, but to be honest with you, I'm paying more attention to Inner Sight because I'm not interested in what Biden has to say because basically I think it's a bunch of bull, something we can't say on the air. Because he's not going to do anything to help the disabled but talk about the war, which concerns
Maybe.
People. But then, you know, a lot of people are just concerned about the fact of whether we're going to go to war or not.
Right.
And, you know, I think, you know, the rest of his administration is just going to be a waste of time, you know, and he's just going to kind of sit there and drag his feet and, you know, just be the president and warm the seat, as I would say, until his time is up. He's not going to accomplish anything. He hasn't accomplished anything. You know, the American people are not living any better than they were before. The prices have gone up, and it's basically, you know, the same, something we can't say on the air, but a different day. What else was I going to tell you guys? You know, so I'll watch just for the amusement of it, you know. But, you know, I mean, if you're looking for something dramatic to change, you know, and you got your fingers crossed and you're really close to the TV and you're really praying and all that, you know, maybe your spiritual belief in God will guide you and, you know, you'll think more positively. But I don't, you know, have much faith in our president, and that's that, you know. But just be careful, you know, when you go close to the TV, that you don't break the chair, you know, your wheelchair, because it's on the, you know, last legs. And, well, you know how it is. It'll take forever to get fixed because we can't afford a screw to do it. We can't afford a toolbox. So maybe we'll take some from Putin's head if it was worth anything or any good. But it's not, and that's that. And that's the problem. Why we'll never own a home either, because, you know, not only do we not have the money, but also, you know, it's too expensive to maintain, and we could never afford it anyway. So, like we say, we live with our family, and we do what we do, and that's that. But
Anthony, let me ask you something. You're obviously discontented with President Joe. What would you like to see him do?
I'd like to see him do something for the disabled, give us more than, you know, this poverty money we live off of, give us more food stamps where you can depend on the food stamps for the majority of the month, not just, you know, depend on food stamps and then it run out 1, 2, 3 because prices went up, then depend on cash. You know, I'd like to see lots of things. I'd like to see things to help the people more, you know, not this, you know, American dream type stuff that, you know, he thinks that's important, but it's going to help us 20 years down the line, you know, fuel efficient cars and you know, environmental stuff. I mean, that's important too, but to be honest with you, you know, to most people and to me, feeding, you know, my stomach is what's most important to me. You know, if you live in a house that you have to pay a light bill, that's what I'm concerned about, a gas bill, you know, stuff like that, you know, anything to sustain your life, not, you know, this nonsense that, you know, that Biden is doing, you know. I mean, we have to be careful what we say because, you know, blog doesn't like us to say certain words on the air, but that's that. And, you know, I think that America got really excited about him, and I think that Trump has gone overboard now, because, you know, he's encouraging the war in Ukraine. So that's going to make, you know, a lot of people crazy, and they're going to, you know, in their head, and they're going to think that he's off the wall and, you know, psychotic, to be honest with you, or we'll say someone that has mental health problems. I mean, he reminds me of some sort of man-mad, you know, just sitting behind a desk somewhere, slamming his, you know, fist on the table and giving orders. I mean, I don't know. I just can't take him seriously anymore after that insurrection and, you know, walking around with red hats on and the big rallies, and I'm going to make America great again. I'm going to make America great again, and I'm going to, you know, if it's going to be great, it has to be great for everyone, not just for some and not just for big business and, you know, polluting the environment to make money, and nobody cares, he thinks, because, you know, environmental pollution and these type of issues and global warming don't exist, which is a crock. But, you know, that's the way he is as president, and that's what they voted for, so they got his, you know, he got his term, and Biden, you know, will have his term, and, you know, it'll come to an end, and, you know, more than likely we won't see Biden anymore as president. And, you know, we'll get another Democrat. Maybe we'll get Hillary. We'll get a woman, you know. And I mean, I'm not really into voting for somebody based on their gender. To me, it's most important, you know, what you can do for the country, your intelligence.
You know what
and,
I like
you know,
mm-hmm. I'd like to see more of like a service project. When I was in college, I joined mostly a, you know, male and female fraternity, and it was a service fraternity. It wasn't a fraternity that you can get, you know, where you can have, you know, male and female in it. It was a fraternity that you did have male and female in it.
And what we did is we did these little projects and we helped people get along in life. So, for example, we went and one of my projects was give this person, this store owner, an idea of what accessibility would be like. And what we did is we went in and we measured things. And, like, say they people could not get through the aisles.
Did you bring a tape measure with you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So we went in and we measured areas. For example, between the aisles and everything. You know, you had to move this and open this a little wider. People couldn't reach the top shelves for whatever reason. We would tell them that. And we had a full document that we had and we made that had the city code in it. And they followed it. And they made the changes, and that was something that we feel that it should have been carried on even more to the extent of, you know, even
no enforcement.
I would have loved to have been part of that fraternity. You know, I know that there are a lot of good fraternities, but you hear so many bad things about, you know, what happens in fraternities and how people get drunk and the hazing and all
that
kind of stuff.
No, that fraternity. We were a service fraternity. And we went to school. We renewed our chapter and because our chapter was closed for some reason. It wasn't closed by acting bad. It just wasn't too many people populating it. So we...
We have a male and female administration. Doesn't seem to do a damn thing for anybody.
Because,
though.
Suzanne, I feel that in order to care about disability rights issues and really understand it, you know, for a lot of people to be, you know, interested in it that much, you have to be disabled and live the life.
In many different ways. I'm serious.
Well, we've had a lot
disabled. They were like, one of them I know, I don't know what disability this is, but I think it was genetic. He was born with shorter arms. It might be, you know, I don't know, I really don't know what it was, but it was, he was born with much shorter arms.
I don't know about that being genetic. Any disabled person can be born, you know, with one arm shorter than the other, one leg shorter than the other.
Significant shorter. I mean, like, half the length.
Well, we've had disabled politicians who didn't do a damn thing for us.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah,
we had Patterson,
but you know,
he didn't do anything.
I'm glad he's gone, and I mean, you know, what can I say? Just try to, you know, have faith and there'll be a brighter day someday, you know. But, you know,
politicians. It will be a brighter day once you find out what they do and how they're doing it and you don't like them. Well, you got 4 years on that, you know, politician. And then you're hoping that he doesn't win another, you know, turn.
And then
it,
you vote again, and it's like the same old stuff. But, you know, we're taught in life, Suzanne, not to be, you know, pessimistic and complain too much and, you know, just to kind of accept things and be content. And kind of sort of in that way, if you accept things, it you know, relaxes you and makes you calm and, you know, makes you focus on what's in front of you and lowers your blood pressure and, you know, avoid sicknesses and you know, you just tell yourself not to consume your life with anything and, you know, just to be focused on you and, you know, preserving your life and, you know, running your life and making sure your bills are paid and food is in your house and, you know, if you could help your neighbor in some way along the way, you do so. If not, you know, you just try to be kind and caring and compassionate and be a good person and be a good friend because that's all you can do. So that's all people can ask. You know, you have to meet people in life on their level and, you know, you can't expect more of people than what they can give you and you know, you have to love them, you know, regardless of whatever condition they're in and, you know, for who they are and, you know, for their hearts and their personality and, you know, whatever they, you know, whatever.
That's a good philosophy for the Russians.
Yeah, I agree with you, but for them, they want, you know, Ukraine's land, so it's all about land, and they don't really care about loving thy neighbor. They just want to inherit and, you know, and hoard, and that's all it's about. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you look at any civil war where another country's tried to take over another, it's never really worked. You know, even the Taliban, you know, thinking they're going to outpace the U.S. and try to, you know, run things and stuff like that, they're never going to be an established government, and they never were. And, you know, Iraq never really had things together, no matter what government officials they put in. Their president ran off with all the money and ran off to another country when things got really bad after the U.S. spent, you know, so much money on, you know, trying to get that country together and establishing a police force. He hightailed it, you know, out of there. So that's what you get for all those years of, you know, service of trying to get that country together to make life better. You know, you kind of say to yourself, thanks for nothing. He didn't even.
All right, Anthony, thank you. I'm going to make a prediction about what the president won't talk about on Inside.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Always
Frank.
Good to hear you. Yeah.
Please take care. Have a good
so,
night. Bye-bye, Susan.
Good night.
Mr. President Biden, Inner Sight believes very much, if you really want to help millions of people, number one, get rid of these nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing so people can have a good place to live, all right? Mandate the agencies to raise money to help offset some of the cost of the government and the taxpayers' money. Give people protection when denied a guide dog, a service dog. Amend the ADA. Make it enforceable, strictly enforceable, so that people in wheelchairs can enter every place in this country. Those are the three things. And the fourth thing is make it so that no one can take away our disability money. If we get a job and we earn a few extra bucks or whatever it is, that money should belong to us for as long as we're disabled. Now, I guarantee you, and I hope I'm wrong, make a liar out of me, I guarantee you that the President of the United States will not address one of those issues tonight.
Yeah, that's correct.
Or any night.
Yeah, for that matter.
I hope I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
But there's the Inner Sight definite idea, definite policies, definite ways to improve things for this country and for people who are disabled. No debates, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. No. Give us the same thing everybody else has. I mean, we have example after example that we're not
people,
equal.
Yeah.
And it's horrible to have to live your life like that. You talk about dictators. We got to deal with dictators right here.
Everything.
Thank God they're dictators without guns.
Oh my God, that's next, Frank. Just that's next. They're doing a genocide right now for us to keep us in these nursing homes, okay? And how depressing they are. I've been in four, okay? I'm waiting for the most of it to come out. I'll be 5, 6, 7, 8. No, it's not going to happen. I'll run away. I'm serious. I'll run away because it's so depressing in there. I mean, I have a brain, I have a cognizance, I have everything, but I don't have the number of, I would say, the money to keep me out with a lot of people to take care of me, meaning the nursing assistants on a level that sometimes is needed a little bit more than what they expect, so we cut down what I need.
Well, you don't have the money, but the money is there.
The money is there, yeah.
The money is there. It's not in your hands. It's not in your account to say this is to keep Suzanne out of the nursing home. But the money is there.
But I know better. Right. I know better that I have to cut back my aid service. I have no choice. I know better.
Yeah,
it's
well,
sad,
that's what they push you into.
Yep.
Because their answer is the devil place, the nursing home.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I view it.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we first got together, and I believe it was in, 2008 when we first met. 2008, 2009, I think more. And we first met when I told you that the nursing home didn't even bother to wash me for 2 weeks, and I told you about the bucket story and how I got myself to wash myself and all that. Then my husband just said to me, "You shouldn't do anything. You should speak with Frank and see what you should have done." So I would have done anything to just get a little bit of a bath after 2 weeks of not giving me anything, you know. So that was one thing. And then to even just say to me that they could have helped me—that
happens every
day
in those places.
Yeah. So I mean,
to thousands of people all over this country.
I wasn't gonna stay one more second in the nursing home. So that's my stake on it. Not one more second.
So there you have it, now on record for the world. What the president of the United States can do. And you know what? It won't cost any money.
No, it's the same cost.
In fact, it'll save the government money on what we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there it is. I mean, what can the president do? Give us equality.
Yeah,
Give us enforcement on the ADA.
That's so true. Yeah.
Amended.
Or even add, remember when Joe was always, now Joe, our former assistant director, used to say, he said, what they need to do, you know, and then he passed away, of course, unfortunately. But he used to say, all they need to do is take the existing thing and add to it the disabled factor. He's right. He was right from then, and now he's right.
Amended.
To this very day.
That's what we're talking about.
Amend it, damn it. You know, it really is simple, for God's sakes. For, you know, if you had, like, say, I don't know, trouble opening something, and it had a certain label on it that you could read it with Braille or raised large print or whatever, then you know you have to hold the tab, and you open it with that tab. Say, for example, with the loop on it. You know, if you're blind. Well, why the hell don't they have that in Braille and large print? Which is stupid.
Well, everything should be accessible. They don't have it because there's no enforcement.
Exactly.
You know, the companies don't have to do it.
I know.
The stores don't have to do it.
When they were doing it for the food labels, which was after, you know, the time that the ADA was out, they should have been forced at that time, same time frame, that the food, it was just crazy. They had the labels that they had to redo. They should have, and that's a new label. That doesn't make sense.
They didn't
sense
put
why
it in the law.
Exactly. No, but it was the, that
their
was
idea
the law,
was have somebody read it to you.
And that's not a good thing. No, that's horrible in my eyes.
Sure it is. Because you're depending on somebody else.
To read it right.
And if 10 people read it, they can all read it differently.
That's right. You know what also bothers me?
Or you can mistakenly hear it differently.
That's right.
The other thing. The way people speak or the way they don't speak. You know?
Or they slur their speech or they don't slur their speech.
That means you're not protected. Whereas if you can read it for yourself, you're more protected.
Yes, you are.
Because you can read it once, twice, three times and make sure.
I have problems with sulfites very badly. I get severe allergy. I mean, to the point that I got to stick an EpiPen in my leg, otherwise I'll die. Okay, it's really bad. I get severe allergies. And I could die that
moment.
A
lot of people do.
Right. And yet, how do I know that there is no slivers, for example, of hot dogs in there, or even lima beans that I'm allergic to, or even mushrooms. These are the things that I get anaphylaxis to. Even shrimp. How do I know it's not in there? Shrimp could be, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking of all this. I avoid all of them, but sometimes I don't know. For real, I really don't know. And I have to, you know, whenever I eat something, I have to go through, believe it or not, with my hands to feel what the hell is in there. Because I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 8:40, and television. Television tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997. And I got an email from Manhattan. I want to thank them for the continuing our reruns. And they invited me into the studio to talk about promoting the show. So I'm going to see if I can take advantage of
that. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Inner Sight. Well, we got to get some new shows in there.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we could record there. I'll record with you there. I will.
I don't know. I have to find out about that.
Find out.
I want to thank them for keeping our show going. 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And check it out. Thursday night, 7:30, Altice on the cable, Long Island. It used to be Long Island Cable. Now they call it Altice.
Yeah, it used to be.
Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, Inner Sight. And this is open mic. Who you got, Louie on the line?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
Here he comes.
Don't let Louie on the show. Get him out of here.
Nah, he's good. I like Louie. He's good.
Where is Louie?
Here he is, waiting for you. His mic is open.
Louie the Lip. Ooh. Calling Louie the Lip.
Hey, Louie.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
He got you good.
Testing 1, 2, 3. What do you think this is? The amateur hour?
Yeah.
How you doing, Lou?
Hey, I didn't call you. I didn't call you Friday because of no engineer. I had here at Frank Perino for 20 minutes. I hung up the phone.
I know. Oh, you heard me, huh?
No, without Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
It's cool that
did you hear me? Did you hear me talking about Jimmy Dinigan?
Yeah, since Friday, I think you did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I missed you too, man, you know.
Yeah, I missed Suzanne Taurasi. Was no engineer. No Suzanne Taurasi past Friday again.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I'm
going to try to get some equipment this week. I'm going Friday to see what I can get.
Yeah, I hope you can run it. That's all. Sometimes they try to sell you something. I'm hoping you're friends with you. I don't want you to get what it is. That
well, I'm
going to
make sure I do it over there in the store. Check
it
out.
Yeah, I hope so. Before you leave, let them show
well,
you everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lou, what's up? Did you see your favorite show? I thought it was Inner Sight, but it's not. It's Connie and Chrissy.
I think so.
How you know I didn't know I saw it on Saturday. How you know?
I know
you.
You
told us. You said you
love
Connie and
Chrissy. Told me.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I saw Connie and Chrissy on Saturday called Date Night. Yeah, it was good. That's a good talk show.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, do they ever sing on that show? They do any singing?
No, just a talk show. Not a singing show. Just a talk show variety. You know, like a Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert kind of stuff. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, but they ought to sing some love songs on there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Go on there and sing a love song. Baba Lou.
Oh, no, don't let Connie and Chrissy hear it. She's turning me on. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, how about Baba Lou?
Maybe I'll think about playing it for Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah. They might like it. You know, you put on one of those Mexican hats with the colorful shirt, you know, the Hawaii shirt and all that.
Yeah. And listen to this, Frank. I'm married to a couple. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Louis Rivera on the big broadcast, speaking to live from Inner Sight. Tonight's weather, hot chili and hot tamale. And I talked to one a sports friend. My name is Howard Cosell. What do you want, Howard Cosell? What are you doing in my booth? I'm trying to watch the ball game, and about what a base is loaded. I saw Mickey Mantle hit that bat over the home plate. Look at him swinging. It's going. There it goes, Sia. A home run by Mickey Mantle, and the Bombers take the lead 2-0. How about that? Hey, where you want
now,
Hal Gossel? Hey, Gossel.
Hunger drum out of my booth. It's making too much noise.
Howard Cosell. Listen to me. My name is Connie and Chrissy on a date night on public access. Flirting with those two ladies, and I saw Howard Cosell. Hello, this is Howard Cosell talking. All right, ladies, what can I do for you? I can talk about giving you a love drop, so I give you right to Connie and Chrissy. I put it right into the drink, and they took a
sip.
Hey,
you give me a good idea.
And they get up on my
legs, Friday night. Sitting.
Yeah.
Friday night, I'm going to do
Cosell. Wait a minute. Hello, Connie and Chrissy. They're sitting on my lap, and my name is the sports man, Howard Cosell. And right here we got those two date night ladies from Public Access on the Saturday night, 11 to midnight. Connie and Chrissy called date night, and they look so pretty. I like those long hair ladies with the lipstick and
all
perfume.
All right, this is Howie Cosell, and Louie, the lip's going to give us promotion for Friday night.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Louie.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm sorry I missed you. I had to hang up the phone on Friday because you weren't there. Only Frank was by himself.
I know. I wasn't feeling well, and I went right out.
Oh, don't. Hey, Frank, don't be part number three without.
I wasn't too feeling
well. Hey, Frank?
You know, Cosell was good friends with Muhammad Ali, you know.
Yeah, I know.
They had an everlasting, ongoing joke. Ali was always trying to knock Cosell, Howie's wig off.
And what is funny? Wait a minute. And what did Ali have that Cosell was trying to do? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, he was backing off. He didn't want Cassius Clay to hit him.
No, Cassius Clay ain't gonna hit him. He'll be all right, Muhammad Ali. Keep talking, baby.
Yeah. Let's give us a little promo, Lou.
And Suzanne, I gotta tell Frank Perino, if you don't show up, and Frank Perino's gonna be on the solo, I'll talk him 20 minutes, and I'm gonna hang up because I don't hear Suzanne Taurasi past Friday night. I didn't hear it, y'all.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know what? I was in the hospital the week before. I didn't feel too well. So that's why I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I didn't feel well.
Listen, Suzanne, I'll fill in for Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'll fill in for Friday. If you're out, I'll fill in.
Okay.
I don't know where the Block Talk studio is. I don't know where it's at.
No, it's on my computer. So if you could learn it, then yeah.
Maybe not. That's okay.
Yeah,
I can get it on the phone, though. Okay, Franklin, what do you have to say?
What?
Yeah, anytime. You're welcome anytime.
Anytime you could help. I could teach you, Louis.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's
okay. But thank you anyway. I'll call on the phone.
Friday night, Howard Cosell
okay.
And Muhammad Ali.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute. Hello, my name is Howard Cosell, or Roseanne. Make sure you stay tuned on Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on the dot for Inner Sight Frolics. We're going to have a lot of fun with Connie and Chrissy. Roseanne, Rosanna, Dana, and Buffy Casalvo. Hope she calls in on Friday night. I want to talk to her and get an honored on Block Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
Nice. All right. Friday night.
That's right. Friday night's going to be fabulous.
We're going to
okay.
see if
Cosell
still has the wig on.
Thank you, Lou. I know you do.
Okay. But
take
thank
care.
You anyway,
you
Suzanne. I'll get from the phone.
Oh. No, I
all right.
I
thanks
you
a lot,
here.
Lou. Inner
okay.
sight.
I know.
Open
I keep the
mic.
Phone at that computer. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I love you too, Lou.
We love you
take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lou.
All right. 8:50 New York. Open mic. Give me a job on, you know,
what?
I can run that damn thing, that KTU.
Yeah, you probably can. You know why? It's
beat
better
on
than
there,
the way
beat
this
in the
runs.
Background, doing all kinds of commercials and
you know why?
Promos
it's
and all.
Than
I can
they
do.
Have
it. It's no big deal.
Well, you know what it is? It has flips and switches and like that. This thing is on the screen and it's flat. You have no flips. You have no switches. You have nothing. You just have a thing on the screen you got to press. That's all they have, and you have
what
to
what are you talking
it.
About? Who has that?
On Blog Talk Radio. You have
oh, well, be clear. We don't
know what,
I thought you were talking about KTU.
I'm comparing them. I'm comparing
nah.
them. I'd rather be on
KTU
than I'd rather be on this.
KTU has some of the best engineers in the business. What, are you kidding me?
They don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying that KTU is 1,000 times better than this. This, you have to sit there.
Well, sure,
and
they got great engineers. What do you expect?
Oh, I know.
Any classy show, I'm not saying our show's not classy, but any classy show has a top-notch engineer.
Engineer. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I'm trying
get with
my
it
hardest,
off,
but it's not
talk.
Easy.
What?
I'm sorry?
What'd you say?
I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear you.
Well, see, this is horrible. I should be able to hear you clearly. And sometimes
I said,
it's
get with it, Blog Talk. Get an engineer in here.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they even have engineers to hear what we say. They want us to, you know, record whatever's wrong and send it to them whenever something's going on wrong. Well, if I don't have my cell phone, I can't record nothing. You know? That's why I use the cell phone 90% of the time. So I could record something when it's
if
going
they on. Had engineers, they yeah. could they could make more money.
Yes, they can.
I'll tell you that. But then
I
they'd have to pay the engineers.
Might, I don't know,
I
might
know.
Be leaving them. I don't know. They say alternatives
how
to blog,
work,
so I'm going to look.
All right, tomorrow night on Nursing Home Show, and we got the new petition.
Yeah.
Is the new petition up yet, or is it?
Not yet.
Progress.
I'm busy checking grammar.
All right.
Yeah, I am.
New petition
I'm
revised.
Tomorrow will be up.
And the difference is the new petition has a definite solution to the nursing home. A solution that cannot be beat, because with this solution, nobody will ever go to a nursing home.
Oh, I hope so. In a million years, I really hope so.
Right. If they bring about this solution,
yeah.
people will not have to worry about going to nursing homes anymore.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we're going to get millions of people to support this.
I hope so.
I mean,
so.
Let's see if people really want to get rid of these places, or if they're just making believe or just blowing off steam or on an ego trip. There's a difference, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Big difference.
I really don't want to be in a nursing home, and I don't want any of my family members in a nursing home. Believe me, I want to, you know, I can't say what I really want to do because then people will take it seriously. You know, so I'll
oh,
just
I don't know
say
what you mean by that. What
thanks
you,
to
what
you,
what you
off air.
What you really want to do is turn them into accessible housing. What do you mean?
There you go.
Isn't that
you
what you
it.
Want to do?
Yes,
huh?
sir. Yes, sir.
Well, what are you afraid to say it for?
No, I want to do something else. I don't want them around anymore. I want somebody to dig them up and just, you know.
Well, they won't be around if they're accessible housing.
Yes, that's true.
The be a whole different purpose, a whole different idea.
Yeah.
There'd be people's homes.
Yes, if they accept
they won't
it.
Be
if
around.
They choose not to accept it, then it'll just be a pile of dirt. That's all.
If they
Which
what?
Would be sad. Yeah. I don't know why people
what?
Wouldn't accept it, because it would be some way to make money, you know?
Oh, well, people are always afraid of change.
Yeah, they are.
Remember that. They're always
That's
afraid
true.
Of change. But change is necessary. Especially in this world.
Yeah, definitely.
You need a lot of change. Anyway, that's the show tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the demonstration that we're trying to do September 17th.
Yeah.
Place to be announced. Time, 11 to 2 a.m.
Right.
to 2 p.m. And the destination, you know, to be announced.
To be announced.
Where we're going to hold it. But the main thing is to see if we're going to get support.
Yeah, that's important.
To do this. It's up to the people.
It
we cannot do it by ourselves. The only way we can do it by ourselves is somebody donates that $25 million that we spoke about a while back. That's what I estimate we would need to pull this off by ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, which would include publicity and web pop-ups and the whole, you know, public relations firm, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So either or, I'll take it either way. Somebody donate the $25 million or get behind our demonstration and let's send a message to these politicians. You want to do something beautiful? For those of us who are disabled, take away the threat of these damn-ass nursing homes.
That's right.
Because we don't want them.
We don't need them. Period.
I don't speak for anybody else, but I'll bet you every disabled person agrees with me.
Of course they do. You speak for me, Frank. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't need it.
There you go.
Yep.
So, you know, get behind our cause. Write down that date, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2. Place to be announced. We'd like to try to get one of the nursing homes to agree with us and, you know, let us use the lobby or whatever. You know, we would praise them for that. You better believe we would.
Oh, yeah.
What beautiful publicity that would be for a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
That they're in favor, you know, of accessible housing. And the people in there, you know, I would, if we got somebody to do that, a nursing home to agree to do that, I would pledge that place first choice for jobs.
Yeah.
When you get the accessible housing to be aids to people.
Yeah.
And nurses and so on and a doctor to come in and, you know.
Why not?
And
or even that
would be
person's aid that they had from the outside.
My offer to them.
Right.
All right. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. And I want to thank all our callers, listeners. Our hearts go out to the Ukraine people, women, children, all those who are separated from their loved ones and going through all these trials.
Oh, Chris is cousin.
Trust in God. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Chris is cousin.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. And to the kid who sent me the email, I got your email, but you sent me an attachment. I think your name is Mercy. I don't know if you're a boy or a girl, but call me on the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. Love to have you on the show. But you got to get permission from your parents.
No.
So call me on the inner side line if you're listening. Youngster Murphy. All right, inner sight. Thank you for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.